Hey, no competition. Hey, no competition. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Big T, aka Terrence Tennant, founder and creator of the No Competitions, No Competitors, the brand. And you are now tuned into the No Comp Podcast. Sports and health, wellness, and sports. I always say, doesn't matter whichever one you want to come first in that title, whichever part of the segment you feel is a little bit more dear to you. So, you know what I'm saying? But today, we are going to start it off with a little bit of sports. Of course, like I say, in the next few segments, I'm definitely make sure I have some health wellness. So I do have some health wellness for you guys today, just to tag on to some stuff that I covered last episode. You know what I'm saying? Try to keep you guys consistent with some of this new challenges, new weight losing challenges, new, you know what I'm saying, maintaining healthy, you know what I'm saying, habit challenges you guys starting up for the new year. You know what I'm saying, some resolutions you guys are trying to complete actually this year. So, you know what I'm saying, I know a lot of people be going back on them, but like I say, we're going to start off with a little bit of sports first. The first thing I want to discuss in this episode, definitely going to be discussing my Los Angeles Lakers. Of course, I'm going to try to do an episode where I'm discussing the, you know what I'm saying, in general of the NBA and stuff like that. But just the inside look of, you know what I'm saying, my Lakers. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Lakers fan, not a LeBron fan. I've been a Lakers fan for some time now. Long time, but just to go over a little review of how things been looking this year for the Lakers. And if you are a Lakers fan, or if you've been paying attention to the NBA, what so far within the season, you know that it ain't looking too good for us. Right now, barely over 500. Right now, we're at 21-20. Went on a little streak the past few games to get us over 500. But like I say, you know what I'm saying, if you've been paying attention, pretty not. You know what I'm saying? It's not really been, you know what I'm saying, too well for my Lakers. But last night, if you paid attention to the game last night, it was just an insight of what it's been pretty much looking like for the Lakers. At the end of the day, in my own opinion, I feel like we struggle a lot when it comes to teams that are established, teams that have, when I say established, have some type of a basis. They know who their stars are. They have the stars, you know what I'm saying? And their game plan is surrounded by their star. And, of course, you know what I'm saying, some other pieces that's going to help out and stuff like that, of course, to try to help a game plan out. But at the end of the day, like I say, we've been going on a little skid for the past few games, a little win skid until last night. But the games, you got to consider the past few games, teams we've been playing. I'm going to just throw this out there. The past three games we had was Atlanta, Sacramento, and Minnesota. Now, if you think about those three teams, and if you've been paying attention to the league lately, you know those three teams aren't very good teams. So, pretty much at the bottom of, on the, pretty much their sides and stuff like that, but in their divisions. But at the end of the day, like I say, we do struggle when it comes to playing teams that could be potential contenders. I'm going to say it like that. So, last night versus the Grizzlies, of course, we did lose the last game we played versus the Grizzlies, with John Morant going for 41, but once again, you know what I'm saying, struggled with them again last night. During the game, of course, I felt like we was going to definitely have a struggle with those guys, especially having a tie in the first quarter. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if the Lakers haven't established, you know what I'm saying, a good lead at the beginning of each quarter, then I feel like it's going to definitely be a hard-fought game throughout. So, definitely something to watch for. Of course, you know what I'm saying, if you're a LeBron James fan, then of course, you know, LeBron James doing his thing. That you can say about LeBron, he's going to get his numbers. He's going to do him. But the thing I'm worried about, especially with this team, and of course, you know what I'm saying, no need for me to go through, you know what I'm saying, regurgitated reviews and stuff like that already. What I mean by that, just saying, you know what I'm saying, I ain't no need for me to mention the facts of the team being old and all this and that, that and this. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we're almost close to All-Star. So, you know what I'm saying, about that time in the season where, you know, we'll start figuring out who's looking like what and this and that. So, and you know what I'm saying, my own opinion, you know what I'm saying, especially being around sports for a while, I could definitely go in and give that insight to so far as it's not looking too well for us. Then again, of course, you know what I'm saying, LeBron hasn't, you know, in his whole time of putting teams together in that first year, hasn't won anything in that first year. So do we go to a mindset of being accepting this and be like, hey, this is only the first year, man. But then again, within that next year, you got the worries of body's getting older and stuff like that, you definitely had a fear of, you know what I'm saying, an injury happening to LeBron or something like that. And we, you know what I'm saying, we all hope that it doesn't come to that. But any little knick-knack injuries, of course, that's what I'm speaking on too. But you'll be afraid that anything like that happens because, you know what I'm saying, of course, right now Anthony Davis is out still. I guess they still working on the timeline to when he'll be back and whatnot. Of course, you know what I'm saying, the doctors are definitely determined that, in my opinion of him, you know what I'm saying, it won't make no difference too much. A lot of teams we've been playing lately plays a lot of small balls, so we've been playing small. I definitely hate the fact of LeBron being at the center, but Anthony Davis, in his time he was there, it ain't like he was uplifting the team too much. So the only benefit he was given at the time he was there was, I guess, LeBron having the mindset that my other all-star is out there, so I can take a break. Because, of course, you know, that new addition of Russ so far just hasn't been working. Russ, number one, went back to number two now, and turnovers in the league. So, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely an issue right now. Can't afford to turn over the ball, especially giving up, averaging, giving up 111 points a game. So, definitely need to tighten up on that aspect just so far as turning the ball over and working on tightening things up defensively. But just so far as to, you know what I'm saying, harp on the new additions we got. Of course, you know what I'm saying, like I say, the age thing, don't need to go over that. You know what I'm saying, we had plenty of critics already discussed that whole aspect. But just so far as my thoughts on that, we need to, you know what I'm saying, try to implement these players a little bit more. I feel like, of course, you know what I'm saying, we just can't force nothing. But, you know, when it comes to professional sports, you know what I'm saying, so much plays into what goes on to people touching the court and stuff like that. So you got to understand the players aspect of it, business aspect of it. So much that goes into it. But just so far as a team as a whole, got a lot of stuff to work on, a lot of things to work on. The moment LeBron isn't in the game, it's just looking, it's looking like a struggle. The other night, Malik Monk, you know what I'm saying, he was able to go off the other night, you know what I'm saying, went crazy. So, you know, that was a thing. Definitely happy to have that on in the Atlanta game. But I think more of this game, I felt like LeBron tried to get himself going a little bit more at the beginning of the game. So that definitely killed, you know what I'm saying, some of the other guards' momentum and stuff like that. I know we had Johnson in there for defensive purposes and stuff like that, but offensively, you know what I'm saying, he's not much of a help offensively. So THT from this year to last year, I feel like he, in these past few games, he's trying to get it together, but, you know what I'm saying, just so far as the fact of helping out on the perimeter, he's not much of help. So definitely need him to help out a little bit more on that end. But like I said, we continue to struggle with guards, you know what I'm saying, like that. So of course, you know, you can't put Russ on the best player on defense, you know what I'm saying. But it seems like we got a lot of defensive faces out there on the court when LeBron was out there. At least last night we definitely did. But some things we just need to tighten up just so far as, especially after that All-Star break. But nothing I see, you know what I'm saying, from this point right now that makes me feel like that we about to, you know what I'm saying, make something spectacular happen just so far as either rather playoffs or anything like that. I feel like we might be dealing with the play-in game if we, you know what I'm saying, continue on this road that we on. But when it comes to actually playing certain teams that I feel like will be contenders, you know, I feel like we're just going to struggle at that point. So some things to work on. I'm going to try to throw out some team stats, you know what I'm saying, just to try to give you guys a comparison of what we're looking like. Right now, points allowed just so far as defense. Like I said, we allowing 111 right now. Rebounds, you know what I'm saying, we 12th right now, rebounds, 7th in steals, 28th in turnovers. That means, you know what I'm saying, that means we're pretty bad right now. We got a lot of turnovers. That's, of course, you know what I'm saying, you got to consider, you know what I'm saying, individual turnovers too. So, you know what I'm saying, that was added for the team. Russ, you know what I'm saying, has a lot of turnovers right now, 11th in the steal. And right now we are 7th in scoring, you know what I'm saying. points. So we averaging at least like 115. So that's something. But then again, if you're giving up 111 points, you're allowing somebody to score 111. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a game at the end of the day. LeBron, if LeBron can't make it through the game full time, that's going to be an issue too. Got to be able to try to get his rest. You know what I'm saying? But if that's not the case, then we definitely going to struggle. You know what I'm saying? LeBron 37 right now. We can't all depend on him to do everything. I know that's the case. But then again, these teams that he put together and formulate, is he kind of almost wants it all on him. But then again, you know what I'm saying? We thought maybe we was getting something with Russ. But then again, if you know basketball and you've been paying attention to basketball, just like all these commentators and stuff just hyping these trades and stuff up, I wish they just stop. I understand, you know what I'm saying, they getting paid from somebody, you know what I'm saying? So whether it's good news or it's bad news, whether they have a good opinion or a bad opinion about it, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I felt like it was a terrible move. You know what I'm saying, I spoke on it, but you know, hey, you know what I'm saying, I ain't the one paying these people, I ain't in these positions to make these decisions. But just know, if I were, you know what I'm saying, that decision would have not been made. Russ has been on three different teams in the past few years, and each team had no issue sending him somewhere else because it did not work out because of his gameplay. So what reason did we think that, you know what I'm saying? I understand we have this feeling that LeBron James just can make anything happen. I understand that. But wasn't able to do so at that time with Russ. So definitely going to be, you know what I'm saying, looking forward to that. Outside of my Lakers, you know what I'm saying, and our struggles, you know what I'm saying, I'll try to go over some league stats and stuff like that. Just something quick, you know what I'm saying, something light to go over. Some NBA leaders and stuff like that. Points, we got the Jazz at 116. Assists, we got the Warriors at 28. If you didn't pay attention to yesterday versus the Cavaliers, you had the opportunity to see Klay come back yesterday and his debut, was able to drop 17. So, you know what I'm saying, glad to see Klay back from that injury. They kept him out almost 2 years, so definitely happy to see that. Of course, with the way the Warriors been going, I'm assuming, you know what I'm saying, this, he gonna help them carry over that little hump, because, you know what I'm saying, of course, if you've been watching the games, Steph started to struggle the past few games, only scoring up to like 14 points in each game. So one point he had 8, and that last game he had like 12. So he been Steph been struggling lately. So glad to have his sidekick back with him, so that way he gives them a little bit extra life. Rebounds, you got the Grizzlies. Steals, you got the Grizzlies. Turnovers, you got the Hawks. So, you know what I'm saying, those are the team leaders just so far as team stats and some certain stats and stuff like that. But of course, you know what I'm saying, as this NBA journey continues, especially during after All-Star weekend and stuff like that, I'm gonna definitely try to go over and discuss a little bit more, not only just with the Lakers, but you know what I'm saying, overall NBA and stuff like that, just to give you guys an insight of what's been going on. But if you know what I'm saying, if you did enjoy the inside of the Lakers, we do got another game on the 12th versus Sacramento Kings once again at 10 p.m. So if you are a Lakers fan, definitely tune into that. If you're not, and if you want to just see what I've been speaking about in this podcast and what's been going on with my boys, check it out also. You know what I'm saying? Give you guys opportunity to see what's really been going on. Of course, if we're playing the Sacramento Kings, so gives us a pretty good chance of coming out with that dub. But you know what I'm saying, not always guaranteed, of course, you know what I'm saying. Sacramento did pull one away from us early in the season, you know what I'm saying, a few weeks ago. So definitely got to check that out. But that pretty much covers me, you know what I'm saying, my smallest segment I want to do for my Lakers. Of course, I'm definitely going to be doing a podcast tomorrow just talking about the NFL, covering the NFL, some wild and crazy things that happened yesterday within the NFL. If you got a team in the NFL and you was hoping for some playoffs, you definitely know what I'm speaking on. So especially if you're in the case of the Colts, if you're a Colts fan, I know you're mad right now, but we'll talk about that tomorrow in the podcast when we discuss it. Of course, you know what I'm saying, and the next podcast I'm also going to discuss some WNBA free agency, so you know what I'm saying, definitely look out for that. One of the major parts of free agency last year, if you guys weren't paying attention to the WNBA championship this year, or the champions this year, which was Chicago. One of the main pieces of that Chicago team was Candace Parker, who was a major part of the trade talks last year within the WNA, because she had just went home, you know what I'm saying, from LA to Chicago. So that was a major news within the WNBA. And then, ha, look at that. You know what I'm saying? That major piece made a major difference, because, you know what I'm saying, they are the 2020, what was the 2021, or, you know what I'm saying, currently the WNBA champions. You know what I'm saying? Let me just fix it and say it that way. So, you know, currently WNBA champions. So, definitely pay attention to these trades that's going on within the WNBA. You know what I'm saying? Get these ladies that publicity they need. You know what I'm saying? They be out here balling, doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to keep telling y'all this. Y'all need to pay attention. Check it out. South Carolina women's basketball team, of course, doing their thing. I'm going to discuss some college basketball, men's and women's, coming up. So definitely look out for that one. Some other major news we got tonight. Tonight, you got the college football national championship, Georgia versus Alabama, the rematch, the SEC championship rematch. Of course, you know Alabama was able to take the SEC championship, so of course you know Georgia gonna come out here and try to do their thing, try to fight this thing a little bit. I'm gonna definitely discuss the game tomorrow after I talk a little bit about some NFL scores and stuff like that in the playoff picture within the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Gonna have a nice lengthy podcast tomorrow, just so far as discussing some sports and stuff like that. Got a wide variety of different things I'm gonna be covering, so definitely check that out. But whoever you got tonight in that championship game, just know, you know, I'm going for Alabama. I'm a Virginia Tech fan through and through, but when it comes to national championship games, Nick Saban and that Alabama Crimson Tide just knows, just for some odd reason, know what they're doing, man. We ain't got Clemson in there this year. You know what I'm saying? If it was Clemson and Deshaun Watson, maybe I'd give them a chance. But ain't no Deshaun Watson right now. We ain't seen Deshaun Watson touch a field in a full year now. So, definitely going to be rooting for Alabama. Of course, you know what I'm saying? They got the Heisman winner right now at quarterback. So, Bryce Young definitely doing his thing. Got to give him some kudos in his first year coming in, playing how he's playing. Just hope that, you know what I'm saying, that fall off ain't too real next year. Ain't looking like Tua. But at the moment, you know what I'm saying, he doing his thing. So I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, betting on Bryce Young today, tonight. So that's my main reason of choosing Alabama, you know what I'm saying, just as far as passing, he can make it happen. Even without, you know what I'm saying, their main receiver Michi in the last game versus Cincinnati, they were still able to do some things, you know what I'm saying, with their secondary target, you know what I'm saying, Williamson. So I feel like Williamson might have another big game. I do respect, you know what I'm saying, Georgia's corners, especially, you know what I'm saying, Rock Hill's own DK. So, you know what I'm saying, defensive player of the game in his last game with 2 picks. So I definitely respect that aspect of it. But will they be putting them in man versus, you know what I'm saying, in some of these Alabama games? I'm definitely feel like the defense won't be playing man majority of this game. I feel like they're going to switch it up, do a lot of zone in this game, try to keep things in front of them just so far as things won't get too wild. Because, you know, of course, outside of the fact that, you know what I'm saying, Bryce Young throwing the ball pretty well, you still got Alabama's run game that can do a little something. Now, I ain't saying it's going to be a blowout. I ain't said that at all. I'm just saying that, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to playing all 4 quarters, I'm putting my money on Alabama. Because at the end of the day, if you can withstand the first 2 quarters, you some bad mothers. But if you can withstand all 4, hey, you can pull off that dub. But lately, when I see teams playing Nick Saban and them boys, a lot of teams can't withstand them all 4. So, you know what I'm saying, that usually determines who comes out the greater. But, you know what I'm saying, like I say, just in my opinion, I feel like Alabama's going to tip the scale on that end of it. So that's the only reason I'm choosing them. But of course, I'll be discussing the game tomorrow, the entirety of it, just so far as what happened in the game, some pins and stuff like that. Definitely gonna try to see about getting a host on here to try to help discuss the game, you know what I'm saying, try to have a different opinion on it, stuff like that. So look out for tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, next episode. Definitely gonna try to have a new face on here, a new voice or something like that. But if not, try to have some people I had on last year. But definitely try to get a different opinion on it. All right. Just to wrap up, that wraps up the sports aspect of the show. So, you know what I'm saying? On to the health wellness part for you guys out there who definitely enjoy the health wellness segment. Of course, who are also trying to accomplish some New Year's resolutions out here, or start up some new habits or continue some new habits. Last episode, I pretty much discussed about how to, how to accomplish some of those goals, some of those New Year's resolutions, and it was through proper planning and stuff like that, being consistent, pretty much just trying to give you the game plan of how to do so. Today we're going to be pretty much talking about, for those who are trying to reach a weight, weight loss or physical goal, physical fitness goal, anything like that. So if you are trying to reach that goal, I got some info for you. So today we're going to just be discussing proper times and stuff like that for working out and stuff like that. So that way, it's not considered, a task, or it's not much of a hassle to you in your time in your daily life, because, a lot of times when people kick that habit of working out and stuff like that, it's usually because of the fact that they say they didn't have the time to do so, or start feeling like a chore. When I mean like that, and start feeling like you don't have the time to do so, and you gotta try to force it in there. So that's not feeling too much of a habit. Like I say, when you plan things out, it's much better, so that way you can already have a basis of what you're trying to do. So for those who try to meet physical goals, physical fitness goals and stuff like that, always be aware of, how you're doing stuff. And one of the major things is time, exercise time, stuff like that. At the end of the day, you always, with the weather, the exercise or the workout you're doing, you always want to make sure you have the proper rest time and stuff like that. So, of course, people that's doing high intervals and stuff, when I mean like that, like when you're dealing with cardio, or somebody who's used to doing something like this, or used to doing physical fitness, then, a lot of times their rest time won't be as long. But, for somebody who's just beginning, make sure your proper rest time is that's a big thing. But proper workout time also is a good thing too. So hours and hours of working out is never the best thing for you. What you doing in the gym all these hours anyway? Like 2 hours? I don't know. Maybe if you was weightlifting and you had a weightlifting goal, physical fitness goal or something like that, then most definitely if you was a bodybuilder, then maybe so. But if you're bodybuilding, by this time you already know what works, what doesn't work. So if you in the gym 2 hours, then you already, you got your mind made up that, this is how you get into your goal and stuff like that. But for those who are just starting out, 2 hours, 1 hour, 3 hours, is not a perfect good time, ideal time to work out. The ideal time to work out is up to 40 minutes. And for some people that might not seem long, maybe some people like an hour, something like that. But 40 minutes, you can definitely get to where you're trying to get to, no matter what it is. I'll go ahead and say that. Whether it's to bulk up, whether it's to slim down, So either or, 40 minutes is a good time just so far as to work the body out, Actually, proper time for cardio to actually lose weight and stuff like that for a healthy amount, is up to like 200 minutes a week. So 40 minutes, hey, you done pretty much knocked out half of that already. But like I say, whether it's for cardio, whether it's for weightlifting, no matter the activity, 40 minutes pretty good time for exercise. That way you're not overwhelming your body. It's a good time to get yourself up and going, not taking up that full hour. You get what I'm saying? You still got 20 minutes to either prepare or 20 minutes to cool down. So you're not taking up that full hour. Of course, that time also puts a lot of people, in a comfortable mindset of that. They're not taking up so much time. 40 minutes, not too long. 30 minutes, half an hour, you feel like you can get a lot. You can get something done half an hour, something meaningful at least. So why not let it be, some physical, some activity, try to get yourself going. Also, last episode, I discussed some fruits and stuff that help you out, guys, out with energy. So, if it's the energy aspect of it to help you, you know what I'm saying? No matter the time, I can give you guys, I'm going to throw out some, you know what I'm saying, some fruits that help you guys and vegetables. Not too many vegetables. It is certain fruits on here that help you guys with energy. Just a couple of them. I got bananas, oranges, apples, strawberries, mangoes, and avocados. Just some natural things to help you guys with some energy, especially doesn't matter what time of the day it is, you know what I'm saying, get those natural sugars in, stuff like that to help you out, just so far as, you know what I'm saying, give you that boost of motivation, give you that energy for those who feel like they just feeling dragged like that. At certain times, I know certain people work out better in the mornings and afternoons, at night. So, you know what I'm saying, like I say, it's better to work out in the mornings, you know what I'm saying, especially if you're trying to lose weight, you know what I'm saying. So with, you know what I'm saying, last night's, you know what I'm saying, you won't be too afraid about, you know what I'm saying, not having nothing on your system, because, you know what I'm saying, what you ate for dinner is pretty much going to carry over, help you, you know what I'm saying, build that energy that morning. So, you know what I'm saying, you don't be afraid of, you know what I'm saying, thinking that you're going to be doing something on an empty stomach, you know what I'm saying, nothing too severe. Like I say, 40 minutes, not too much time, not taking up anybody's time. So, definitely, you know what I'm saying, look into trying to, you know what I'm saying, do that, just so far as when it comes to time and stuff like that. Be more encouraged to, you know what I'm saying, take on that little bit of time, you know what I'm saying. For those that are, you know what I'm saying, planning to, you know what I'm saying, like I say, start up some new resolutions, or for those who are just pretty much trying to get these things kicked off into their new life, but create these new habits. So, you know what I'm saying, just trying to help you guys out with that aspect. But, you know what I'm saying, that pretty much wraps up the health wellness segment of that. So I want to thank all of you who are out there listening and supporting this No Competition, No Comparative movements. We're trying to bring some big things to the world, reach everyone we can with the health wellness segment. The world has already influenced better eating. We're here to keep you consistent and keep it inexpensive. Also, you know what I'm saying, outside of the podcast, the health wellness segments and sports, stuff like that, you can also comment on different sports subjects and stuff I discuss through my social media, various of social media pages. Also, I'm always posting tips and free information about health wellness on my pages. Also, I also post videos of different workouts and stuff like that, so if you ever need to see, you know what I'm saying, a tutorial of how things are done, or how something that can help you out, because, you know, I try to throw out different tutorials and stuff like that for different body parts, how you can target certain body parts, especially if you're trying to tone up certain parts and stuff like that, tone, bulk, or whatever you're trying to do. I try to at least throw the exercises out there with it, so that way, you know what I'm saying, you have a better understanding of how to do it and how it goes. So if you're already not following any of my No Comp social media pages, I encourage you to, for more information. For Facebook, it's No Comp Tinnin. Once again, it's No Comp, TINNIN, and that's on Facebook. Also, I'm on Instagram, which is, you can find that with No Comp, or type in the name entirety, which is No Competitions, No Competitors. And once you see that, you should be able to see the logo if you're familiar with the logo. If not, it's pretty much No Comp. Both words placed together, intersecting, so not too hard to find the logo, but on Instagram if you don't, but I'm pretty sure if you type in the full name entirety, you'll definitely find it. But once again, I want to thank everybody who's out there listening. So spread the word. You know, you got some people that love listening to sports, love getting free information on health, wellness, tips and stuff like that. Definitely encourage them to come by and listen to the show. That's on nocomp.podomatic.com. Anybody that's looking for it, that's nocomp.podomatic.com. Once again, you can also find each podcast on different musical platforms like Deezer, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Google Play and Audio, Audible, just a lot of different musical platforms that offer a podcast. So definitely try to spread the word so we can try to get this No Comp podcast number one on Podomatic, number one in the world, baby. Yep.